This is Local View's third time in April, '09. Piracy seems to be the headline in this week's news. Not all of it is taking place off the coast of Somalia, but that's where the most interesting pirates are operating. Up until this past week, we've been hearing about Somalis picking off assorted vessels traveling out of the Gulf of Aden and heading toward the Western Hemisphere. The story has been that these guys have been getting paid ransoms and no one's been getting hurt. But last week, nobody got paid, some people got killed, and the Stars and Stripes were involved. I don't know any more than you do about all this. And on the surface, it sounds like just an amusing international crime story, but the recent developments suggest that something much more important is happening. First, the ship involved in the current hijacking story was flying the American flag, and that's a pretty strange duck on the oceans these days. The financial arrangements involved in sailing the open seas usually don't involve companies based in the USA, but for whatever unknown reason, this one did, and all of a sudden, the USA had a powerful influence on the events in those waters. So the pirates grabbed the captain, and in the vague stories we've been told, engaged in some sort of hostage negotiations. But these guys were trying to pull off this caper in a small open boat, and a U.S. Navy vessel got close enough to pick off the pirates with rifle fire. That'll be a Hollywood movie within weeks. Since then, we've been told that more ships have been seized, and the pirates are making specific threats aimed at the U.S. But I don't think these guys actually have a press agent. We have to assume, therefore, that the media reporting these stories are doing the spinning. And why not? This stuff will sell. The question, which seems obvious but apparently doesn't occur to our mainstream media, is why the U.S. can take control of this little piracy problem now but has been completely uninvolved previously. For at least a year, we've been hearing these pirate tales as though it's some romantic piece of popular fiction. Well, was it just the American flag flying on the mast, or was there something aboard this particular boat that brought the U.S. Navy into the picture? If the pirates have been grabbing ships in that region all this time and the U.S. hasn't been especially interested, except, of course, as a story in the Daily News, why did the Navy zero in on this one? Just asking. That's why we're here. Far more questions than answers in this week's news. Different pirates have been at work right here in Northern California. The Somalian pirates aren't too hard to understand. They're pretty low-tech. Just like the world economy in general, big money is sailing off the African coast, and those guys figure to grab some of it as it goes by. Their tools are pretty simple, small boats and automatic rifles. Over in San Jose, California, the tools are pretty low-tech, too. Some muscle to lift the manhole covers, a set of bolt cutters, and some inside knowledge about where to find the right cables, and the fiber optic phone lines for the technological hub of the universe were shut down for a few hours last Thursday night. Vandalism is seldom this fascinating. People who write code to infect your personal computer just for fun are a little hard to explain, and I'm not sure I can explain these guys either, but in some mysterious way, the simple act of cutting a cable to shut down massive communication systems makes a lot more sense than screwing up a few people's internet access. It demonstrates that the electronic universe is as fragile as a piece of glass, and clearly this act had no purpose except to make that statement. No one made any money, no one scored any points, but someone pointed out that the way we communicate and the things which we think are the key elements of our universe, they're really just a piece of glass buried in the ground. The communication is critical, but the piece of glass is not. And that's the message from the people who cut these cables. No time left to talk about Cuba. Just keep in mind that if the Obama administration actually was interested in making some changes, it would have been Hillary Clinton in Havana instead of Barbara Lee. That's Local Views for this week. This is Mark Stannert reminding you that this commentary doesn't necessarily see you in CUBA. For KVMR, its management staff or contributors, email mark@calopy.com.